Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, fellas? You can hear me, Big Fred holding out for Junior. Junior's going to be late tonight, so I'm sitting here trying to learn how to operate this board. So, yeah, bear with me. What's going on? 2539.
Fred, what's up, man?
Who I got here?
The Slouch.
What's up, Slouch? Hey, you got to bear with me, man. I'm sitting here trying to figure this out right here. So I'm glad you're on. I'm trying to find Meatball's number.
Come here.
And see what tone's at. But Junior said he's going to be a little late this evening. I got a call from Tone. So I'm working my way through this. My daughter, they didn't skied up on me, so you guys got to bear with me a little bit. I'm looking for a ball. If he's on, hit the one button.
Okay. Yeah, I'm out here.
What's going on with you?
Nothing at the park, man, with my little girl, having fun with her, chilling with her. That's all.
Oh, man. Man, that's what's up, man. How old is she?
Two.
Two. Oh, man, that's the
she's a little one.
Oh, man, that's great. Wait till you get the teenagers. I remember they hollered about the credit card. With the credit card, and they out.
That's my son. They hollering that now.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they hollering that.
See if you call us. I'm going to get the hands up. You hear anything about the shootout in Memphis? Any race report?
I heard that I was on the phone. Me and Gunner was on the phone with somebody from Chicago, and I guess Danye, they didn't get no race out, and a couple other guys. But I heard that the SBO took a win. I don't know who he ran, but I guess he won somebody and won.
Oh, okay. Somebody call me. Anybody got a race report? Hit the one button. Hit the one button so we can get up there and what's going on.
Let me find this one.
It's a guy named Frank from Chicago. He looking for Street King on the 13th. He said he want to take care of Street King, then he's going to get into that Clash of the Titans. So he want to knock him off first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got my hands up. Let me work my way through here.
All right.
313-7054. Your mic is live. 313-7054.
What's going on, Fred? What's going on, Slots? It's Reggie Reg.
What's up, Reg? What's going
y'all
on
hear
with
me?
You, brother? Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, man. Last night, Johnny Quick put on another show. He, all seven cylinders, he ended up winning that shootout last night. It was some good racing there. You know, Chicago took it on the chin again. They was whining a little bit about the red lights, two of them they had. So we just going to go ahead and we need to holler at them on July 13th. Puerto Rican,
Rick,
whoever
else
you want to bring.
What was this? They were at
Milan, Noe T. They had a shootout there last night.
Okay, I heard it rain out there.
Yeah, it passed over. Hey, I tell
man.
You this, man. It's all those cars were fast, and a lot of that was reaction time. Them cars was riding. I mean, a lot of guys. I'm gonna tell you this. Johnny Quick, the man. Mark Crank, and Chad, and Craig, and Kip. Them boys riding. They riding. So you know, if we go ahead and get this team together, Michigan, we can go ahead and let Chicago take it on the chin.
Okay.
I'm very. I'm very confident about the cars that Michigan got.
So we have anybody that's committed to getting down on 13th for Michigan?
We got a couple of guys that's down. We got
the rumor is that Chicago has 12 cars that's already locked in.
They got 12 cars locked in. You know, we got cars, but you know, they you know, I don't know if they was waiting for after this shootout or what, but it's guys that say they're going to be there to represent us, so we don't got nothing to worry about.
It's not an exception. They have to represent us. This is in our backyard.
Okay. I got all the way there, man, I swear. I got it right up at the Plank Road exit at the gas station. It was raining so hard, I turned around, man. It was about 8 o'clock.
Tell
Tone,
you what,
there?
Man, Johnny.
Tone, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Get out the street.
Okay.
Reggie's giving us a report of what happened last night.
Yeah, I'm on the road. I hope y'all can't hear all this road noise. I'm still at work. That's what I want to congratulate Johnny Quick on his win. He's a 28-inch, 29-inch belt holder. You know, the man been putting in work. It's been a long time coming, but you know, he done made it.
He's making his presence known. He's swinging a big fucking stick. He done kicked the dough in already on it. I said he done made his presence known and kicked the fucking dough in on it.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. His first, you know, outing or so, you know, they said it was, you know, beginner's luck. His second outing, they said it was a fluke. I mean, you know, they got to get credit where credit is due. That man and his crew and... you know, the Fab Shop, them guys over there, man, they got Johnny running good, man. Johnny's running real good. Any of us that's ever had to go through new car blues, old car blues, or just drag race blues, you got to, you know, take your hat off to the man and be happy for him that, you know, Johnny chased this combination for a long time, man. I feel like a bracket car. That's good.
That's what's up.
Hey, I tell you who pissed on the track and marked his territory last night was Chemo. Man, that car was riding.
Oh, yeah?
Man, Chemo, look. Man, hey. Y'all gonna keep on messing with him. Chemo got something for somebody's ass.
Hey. And I'm gonna say this about Chemo. Chemo just waiting to get his hands around somebody's throat. It ain't gonna be nothing nice. Chemo, another one. Been chasing this combination for a while. He took a lot of criticism. Been awarded bogus awards, and you know he took like a champ. He took it all on the chin. You know, no gripes, no. You know, no nothing. But it looked like his day is coming now. So, you know, I can't wait to see that one.
Hey, I say one of the most dangerous cars in the state of Michigan right now is Kiffin Crazy Legs Chad. One of the most dangerous cars in the state of Michigan right now.
Is who?
Kip and Crazy Legs Chad.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. We got the cars to spank that ass over there in Illinois. We just got to, everybody just got to man up.
Well, I mean, like you said, it's not an option. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody know how that went down. We was on the phone, and one thing led to another, and you know, they parked, we parked, and I mean, we went on and just set it off. So, yeah, it's not an option. We, you know, we got to do what we got to do. And you know what? For all these guys say they can't get a race and all that, it's no excuse because the rules are coming to win. It don't matter if you're a badass car. It don't matter if you're a big tire car. It don't matter if you, what your power added is. You know, it don't matter if you come with a wheelie bar or you don't. All these guys got these cars sitting in the garage talking about, I don't bring it because ain't nobody going to race me. Well, we got somebody to race you. We need your support. We need to defend home turf. It's come to win. If you normally run a 28, and I mean, if you typically run a big tire, but, you know, for class purposes, you put a small tire, man, put the big tire back on your car, put the wheelie bar on your car, turn that fourth and fifth kit on, turn the boost up, take the weight out. We need you. If we ain't never needed you before, we need you. July 13th in Martin, Michigan, class of the Titans, where we going to defend home turf. Detroit versus Chicago. Boys say they going to come over here and take something. We told them they ain't going to take nothing but a butt for them.
So, I'm going to open this one mic. 313-2850,
your mic is live. Man, what's going on, Tom?
What's happening?
Man, this is Meatball. God damn, I'm going to talk about it.
Mr. Meatball, what's the deal? Wait a minute, hold on.
Meatball was starting fights last night with Pontiac.
Sorry, what? Listen, man. Listen, Pontiac, they need to keep that at home and out the tracks, man. But anyway, we're gonna get on that in a minute on the Jerry Springer show. I'm gonna have that in like 30 more minutes. but man, like I told y'all time and time again, the man Johnny Quick came. He whooped ass. He got with a smile, man. I mean, what can these son bitches say about the man now?
Yeah. I mean, he came. He saw. He conquered. I mean, he won the 29 belt. 28. Can they
play? Man, look here. Chemo, man, they made a pass at Chemo Fire, man. All they got to do is stand that son of a bitch on the back bumper, man. I better go to the moon.
That's good, man. That's good.
They gonna get up off of them, too. I bet you that.
Hey, boss, you know,
man, talk to me,
Tom.
Huh?
Hey, Ball, is Johnny going to get in? Is he going to ride with Michigan? You know?
Ball, yeah, Johnny Quick ride with us. Johnny ride with us.
Okay. Tom, what's going on?
Not a thing.
Hey, I'm opening up a couple of these more mics that's open. Hold on. 313. 727, your mic is live. 313-5727, your mic is live.
They must just be listening, Fred.
Yep. Let's keep it moving. 478-7947, your mic is live.
What's happening? What's happening? Detroit, what's going on? Midwest, Shottown, Detroit. This is Gunner Picks, and I just want to make it real quick. John Ford, the number one grudge photographer with Drag Illustrated, will be in Michigan at the Clash of the Titans race at 131 July 13th, courtesy of Little Tony and Number One Slots Production. It's definitely going down.
Gunner, what's going on with you?
I can't call. As a matter of fact, Junior, I'm sorry, Junior. You know, I didn't greet the whole.
No, this ain't Junior. Hold on. Hey, do I sound Puerto Rican to you?
Hey, bro, you look. hey, you know, we're going to keep this clean, bro.
hey, Gunner, this Big Fred, do I sound Rican to you?
Okay, hold on. Who is this right here?
This Big Fred, man. I said, I sound Rican.
You look Puerto Rican. Now, how about that? You can pass, huh? Hey, all you need is some paella, you know what I'm saying, some arroz y caballo, and it's all good. You can't tell the difference, Fred. What's happening, Fred?
What's up, Gunny?
Man, I can't call, man. We're working hard. we're steadily trying to put it together. I want to let everybody know that if things are coming together for the Midwest, Detroit, Chicago, there will be a Midwest invasion to the Northeast. Also going down in September or October, possibly both months, they can get some get back. That's also going down with Motor City Mafia, Lil Tony. We're working it out. Things are definitely moving. I tell you what, I do got to say this. I spoke to Tough Rabbit Racing today from out of Chicago. Right. Are you guys familiar with Tough Rabbit Racing? Frank from out of Chicago that be with Big Drag?
Yeah.
Okay. He said, motherfucker, gold digger. He said he got to have it. July 13th, he said he's coming to get down specifically with Gold Digger, and Leon's going to be behind the wheel. He said Big Daddy's coming to the track to lay Gold Digger down.
Is that the Camaro that they had out to deal with last time?
It's a 71 yellow and black Camaro.
Yo, the one big wheel drive.
Yeah, that's it. That's the car right there. That's right.
I'm quite sure the Street King was entertaining that. We had to get Street King on, but I'm quite sure Street King will entertain that car.
Well, I'll tell you what, go ahead and get Street King on. I know Frank is at work. Frank wants to come on the show tonight, but he did have to go into his shift. But I do know that Slaps also spoke to Frank today, as well as myself. He said he's coming for Gold Digger because he's real cocky. He got to put a stake in his heart. He said he's coming to play July 13th. He said the shootout is fine, but he said first and foremost he want a grudge. He said he don't want to wait till midnight to grudge. He don't want to wait till it gets dark to grudge. He said he's waiting to do it while the sun is up so everybody can see it.
All right, Street King, if you on air, hit your one button. I got your number down here somewhere, so if you're on, anybody can tell the Street King, tell him to call in.
As a matter of fact, Fred, I'm going to text you Frank's number behind the scenes, and if you can get Frank on the phone, if you can dial him into the show, let's see what we can get going. And once again,
hey, Gunny, that's some technical shit. This is my first day working his board. Wait, the Junior's going to be on, and he can get him on.
Fred, I don't care about them excuses, okay?
Look, she ran off on me with the credit card. And Tone called me a couple hours ago and told me to run until Junior got on. So if I fuck around any buttons on the computer, it's going to fuck around and turn everything off. So we ain't going to do that right now until I get somebody else qualified to take this over for me. But we'll see what we can do.
Because I like the radio show, I'm going to leave it alone.
And I did get your text.
I'd like to give
a big shout out to my man Big Fred for working the boards tonight.
Hey, I'll try to get your number to call you to work it.
Fred, we
gonna work it through.
To be all messed up.
Hey, look, we'll get through it. He's gonna be a little late though. But Street King, if you're on air, push the one button. I can't see that much, so I'm pretty good. I can see everybody see the one button. Hold on, I got one other call, the 586-6660. Your mic is live.
Yeah.
586-6660.
It was not happy when I came home with the trailer.
Who we got? 6660, you lie. You're not happy.
Right?
What you ain't happy about?
Toes, that's great.
6660, your mic is live. Okay. I guess he just listened. 6660, your mic is live again.
It's me. I'm just listening.
All right. Okay, Reg, what's going on with you, Reg?
Not much, man. We just trying to make sure we all set for the 13th. And, you know, like I said, with Slouch and Tony guys, we're going to pull off another successful event. I'm hell-bent on bending over Chicago with the cars we got. And we just need everybody to step up It's going to be another great experience for the family. We just need everybody to come out and continue to support us. We've addressed the issues that we've had with the lanes, and everybody should be accommodated. You know, it's going to run. We're going to make it happen. But, you know, guys, like I said, we need guys to take this personal. We need guys to step up for us. We need y'all to show up for us, Michigan. You know, we got the baddest cars in the Midwest, and we need to know, show those cats across the lake. You know, we ain't going to have them drive back. We're going to have them paddle back with their cars and back across the lake. That's what we need them to do.
Whoa, who was just talking that good talk right there? What's your name again, brother?
It's Rex.
Reggie?
Yep.
Reggie, listen, Reggie. If anybody going to be paddling, it's going to be y'all paddling back to your residency. Okay?
Who am I talking to?
I'm coming to kick off up in y'all ass, and that's that.
We ain't blank about nothing you just said.
This is gun and picks. And hey, Shawtown damn sure ain't running. They ain't tucking tail, period. As a matter of fact, hey, listen, now, who has more grudge wins, Chicago or Michigan? Don't get quiet now. You talk fast, you know something. Talk fast now.
That's why rear view mirrors are small. We looking ahead. What's we talking about right now? History don't mean shit because you can't run on history.
I understand, but you still ain't answer the question, Rez. Who has more grudge wins, Chicago or Detroit?
Don't matter to me. What matters to me is July 13th.
I understand, but you can't know where you're going unless you know where you're coming from.
I know where we're going.
I know where y'all going to. Y'all going down July 13th. July 13th is going to be another invasion. And Chicago is going to kick y'all teeth down your throat all over again. And that's that. Y'all lucky Lee Wartor tore his back half. That's why Big Dragon is going to stick his finger in Mr. Willie and get my anal exam, and it's going down July 13th. Tell Mr. Willie to put them rockers in him, whatever he broke, put that back, and get to the line July 13th and try to defend Detroit. So Big Dragon can
start
going with all motor.
Gunna picks. Sure. Everybody's allowed to dream. That's why we have Disney, and that's where we're going to send their ass when we're done with them.
Well, you keep drawing them cartoons.
We ain't drawing no cartoons. We personally are inviting all the people from Chicago to get free prostate exams. All right?
I'll tell you what. July 13th is going down. We'll have more video. We'll have photographers out there. The world will see that Chi-Town has been continuously kicking y'all asses on the grudge side. The shootout.
Hold on. You said they're continually winning.
What you mean, Slouch? I just called you.
I just called you the other day ago,
and you said yourself, you got quiet on the phone, and you mumbled, oh, Chi-Town got more grudge race wins, but we got more shootout and class wins.
I don't even think Chicago got more wins than we have in grudges against each other.
Well, why'd you say it then? Why'd you say it?
Because I'm just getting out the store. I couldn't talk.
You just getting out the store. This was the other day ago. This was like 2 or 3 days ago when I called you. I put the post up on Clock Off.
Man, you was talking to me when I had to ask.
If it's a lie, you told us. So, you know,
well,
I'm getting familiar with you guys up there.
I'm high on Benadryl.
You said you're high on Benadryl.
You're talking to me. Yeah,
well,
I know.
Hey, stop messing with them dirty whores and you won't be sick. Next time, get some pills.
No, that's Robitussin. You know what? Hey, listen.
I'll tell you what, I'm not gonna sit on the phone and debate and bicker with y'all by myself. Y'all just hold tight, open up some more lines. Let me get Chi-Town to call in and bust y'all fucking ass and tell the truth on y'all. I'm sick of y'all. Fucking Detroit.
I'm going on mute for a second.
I'm getting ready to get some strength up here on the show so they can let y'all know what's going to happen
on
July 13th.
Don't get on mute now. How many times?
Huh? How many times have they beat us this year? Thank you.
Hey, listen, like I said.
Thank you.
I'm not going to drink it.
Ground and Pound came out there and tore your mouth up. They can't put on jack boots and kick your teeth down your throat. The whole
one
car.
One car. One car.
What was racing fucked y'all up?
What?
I'll tell you what, y'all just hold on. Listen, I ain't going to do this by myself because I ain't got to do it by myself. Shut
up. I got my hands up, and I'm going to open up a couple of mics. 205-5133.
205-5133,
your mic is live. Who we got here?
What's going on, Big Fred?
The
Sleepy, man.
What's up, Sleep? What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing, man. I got Big Wheels on the line, man. I was telling him about that little thing they supposed to be running against Gold Digger on the 13th.
Yeah, we got to get Gold Digger on. Get Gold Digger on.
You still there, Big Will?
Big Will, what's up, Big Will? Big Will there?
I got him on the line with me. I don't know. He must be on mute.
Okay, what's been going on, Sleep? What's happening?
I ain't nothing, Brad. I just got the number today, man. I didn't know that Tony had changed numbers, man. And I got the number from a friend from Shake and Bake in Detroit gave me the number, man. I've been down the old number. I ain't been on the show in a while.
Yeah, no, man. We've been going strong for the last 2 months.
I didn't know, man. That's why I had to call it in. I didn't have the number.
Yeah, you know what? I think a lot of people don't have this number, so we ought to make sure we get it out there. Hey, Sleep, I know you keep up on it. What's the word down from Memphis?
I didn't make it last night, Britt.
You didn't make it last night?
I heard a little short report on what was happening in the shootout, but I don't know nothing about what road races might have took place. I know Shannon Keel had made it to like the semifinals where they had Beers had to run against LeBron and LeBron beat Beers, and that's the last report I got before the show went off.
Okay,
Go ahead, Gunny. Yeah, LeBron made it to the finals. I don't know who he was running. He's running some great Mustang or something down there.
Get over here.
I got a brief report from Larry earlier today. He said the Midwest came down to Tennessee and the boys were shitting all over themselves. They had the runs instantly. That's the report that I got, that the boys down there, they wasn't hitting on nothing. They were scared to run. They seen the Midwest cars come down, make some shakedowns, and that was that.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, Fred, I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to get some of the guys that went down to Memphis and with the Grudge Inc. crew. I'm going to get some of the guys on the phone, and we're going to get this out. We're going to get the perspective of what happened. So I'm going on mute for a second.
Okay. Okay, you guys, hold on. I'm going to open up a couple more mics. That's open. I see this popped up. 773-3969. Your mic is live. 773-3969. What's going on? Who we got?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening,
man?
What's going
on? This is Eastside Strangler, Surround the Hall.
What's going on, Strangler?
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. What's going on?
I'm way back down from Memphis, man.
Okay, how y'all do down there?
Oh, man, Memphis boys down there scared. There's going to be no action down there. I'm on the road right now. Come back from Memphis, man. This is the Hawk.
Come on.
Oh, this is Terrell.
No action, man. That's, yeah.
What up, T?
We represent down there, man.
And they didn't want none of the Hawk, Terrell?
Oh, no action, man. What's my man from, man, we drawed on everybody that we hear on the radio station. As Doobie,
Mustang Walker,
D&D Racing, we drive on Aberdeen, we drive on everybody we see on the radio station.
What about Mustang Walker? He didn't want to do nothing?
No, he didn't want no action. Mustang Walker, we drawed on him, he didn't want nothing.
God damn, y'all went down there loaded. Y'all scared everybody off, huh?
Man, we went there. Man, they didn't want nothing.
Y'all take Perm down there, Perm make it down there with y'all? The big Perm make it down there? Y'all still on? They off. They fell off. Okay, so you got to get them back on. They dropped. Hey, Slop. Hey, Meatball. Meatball, you still on? Oh, Meatball dropped two. Try to get Meatball back on. Okay.
No, I'm
what about Tone? Yeah, I see Tone still on you. Yeah, Meatball, he dropped and the Stranglers just dropped. Now, I don't know how to work that part to get them back. I guess they call back in. But that's what's up. Tone, what's up, Tone? He still there? Young Ridge.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with you, baby? Yep. What's the word? You doing your thing?
Hey,
you getting everything in order?
Hey, man, word on the street. Like I said, word on the street is that this is going to be another great event. We're gonna make sure everybody's happy and satisfied and have a good time, and the track is on keel. And like I said, our intentions are to send Chicago back.
That's what's happening.
You know, with
a... We're going to do what we do. We're going to do like we did last time. They really going to have a treat this time.
Yes,
they say last time we did it big last time. Oh my goodness!
We gonna feed them and bang them.
Damn.
Oh, we definitely gonna do that.
Right. We gonna keep the lights on for them too. We gonna keep the lights on. We wanna look into their eyes, touch their soul. So it's gonna be a good one.
That's
I ain't heard
that's
from Puerto Rican Peak tonight. You know, Puerto Rican Peak was talking some shit last week. We ain't heard from him this week. He need to raise his hand.
Come on, Mitchell.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't know his number, but I don't see no Chicago area codes at the moment. True. Hey, Red, you get that memo I sent you?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in about 3 minutes. I'm just going to pull it up real quick.
Okay. What's on that? Well, he's still on, so he's still working. Anybody got their hands up? Let me see who's up here. Try to find Gunny got us on hold. No Street King. Anybody? No Street King yet. Hey, Ball. Now, what time did they race last night, Red? What time did the race get off? Like I said, 8 o'clock, it was raining like hell.
Yeah, they finally got that track together at around, Meatball could probably back me up on that, around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And like I said, the shootout was Dom, Quick, Game Over, which is Brian and Chucky, Kip, and you had Johnny Quick, and you had the boys out of Chicago, Turbo GT. And all the races, like I said, and Mark Crank. And I forget, I'm missing somebody. But like I said, Mark Crank was strong. You know, Johnny Quick did his thing, Game Over. The car was a beast. I think that was one of the tightest shootouts. I think the cars were so evenly, almost evenly matched that it was driver error or, you know, whoever left first. But it was a good shootout. Again, Johnny Quick did what he had to do. He lit the candles. Mark Crank lit the candles. Just some highlights from last night. You know, Chemo. Man, Chemo them came down and made a pass, man, and shut everybody ass up. Aaron lit the candles, too, last night pretty good, so that car is on kill. It's some strong cars out of Michigan, strong cars. You know, hey, Kip and Chad, I mean, they shook the foundation last night when they're on the pass. Also, Junior was testing. Junior Stain was testing, man. He got some horsepower. He got some horsepower. Man,
Street,
get that car
Street King, you there?
What's up?
Street King, you there? What's up? I finally seen your number. You got a, okay, I got Chicago guys looking for you. I think you got him trying to get over to Frank and
Come here.
Yeah.
Man, roll me in there. Roll me right through this motherfucking city.
What'd you say, street?
Man, who's looking for me in Chicago? All they going to do is say, Daddy A.
No, nah, Big Red and Frank.
Who is that?
Sleepy, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here, Fred.
You got big Frank on the phone. Got Street King on.
No, Frank at work. I had Will on, but Will and he didn't know nothing about it.
I was talking to Frank and Gunner picked about it today.
Yeah, Will said he didn't know nothing about it, man. So you probably got to get hold of Frank one day this week when he ain't at work, and because he has so far. Well, I know he the one that's on him, so I don't know.
Okay, hey, Slouch, you said you were privileged to talk to them guys today. Bill the Street King on what's going on?
Well,
what's up, man?
What's up, Aaron? He was just saying that he gonna be in the Clash of Titans, but he said he wanna knock you off first. He said because you got a big mouth, you run your mouth, so he wanna shut you up. You know, he's tired of you picking on Leon. I mean, Frank.
Who is this?
Got a this Slouch.
No, I'm saying, who is this one of the race?
Hey,
Street King, remember it's a 70 Camaro. Remember we were in Lena, and he was with Big Drag's man, Frank, and Will. They had a 70 Camaro.
Black and yellow, something like that.
And they were at the 131 with the car.
He said, yeah, they said it was at 131 on the 15th.
Yeah.
I didn't see the car.
What size tire guy? You know I'm on 28 now.
Yeah, he on big tires.
I'm on 28. I had 28 on yesterday.
Who on 28?
Me. I was on 28 yesterday. First time.
Damn.
And he looked
up on 28
now. He lit the candles. He made a statement last night on those 28s, too.
I'm here. I'll be in the next shootout. I ain't had no testing. I wasn't going to get in there. I started to, but if I listened to shoes, I would have got in it. I should have got in it. But I couldn't.
That's
I ain't
sure.
Never make no hit, man. It was my one hit, and I couldn't do it. So everybody has some little testing in their car with the 28s. I never ran a 28 before.
Okay, I got a Chicago number right here. 773-3969. Mm-hmm. I think I called that one already.
I'll put that back in there.
Oh, that's Ground the Pound. I mean, Eastside Stranglers. Get them back on. Eastside Stranglers, you back.
What's up, man? We dropped the call, man. We on the road, man. That's why the call
fell. Yeah, I think you guys have dropped.
What's up, that's the Hawk on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up, man?
What's up,
Huh? What's up? Y'all gonna play with me now? I'm on 28 now.
You on 28?
Yep.
Okay. Is you coming up here on July
27? Yeah, I know I'm coming on the 13th, but I mean, if I don't think nothing else going on with Biz Race, just Biz Race, right?
Oh, it's
my Biz Race, right?
Yeah, that race. Yeah.
That's Biz Race, ain't it?
That's Biz Race.
Yeah. I probably come. I'll be down there.
Okay.
Let's settle that on the 13th.
Right. The 13th or the 27th. We can get back on the 27th.
Y'all got a chance.
I ain't never been down Biz. I ain't never been down 41, but fuck it. Everybody else get down there. I go down there.
I like that.
I just need a couple hits, though.
Hey,
but who this guy is with this Camaro, man? I got a big mouth. I do got access to some big tires, though. But they want to make it worth my while to put them on, because I want to run 28s. Nah, everybody racing 28s, man. Can't get no race.
I don't know who that is on the Camaro you're talking about. He got a thing about that person now.
Hey, hey, Terrell, this is Big Frank and Big Will that be with Big Drag.
Yeah, that's that guy Leon been telling you about the whole time. He want to run you with.
He claimed he yeah,
whooped
he my
said
ass.
Yeah, he said Leon going to drive it.
Well, Leon scared me with his car. Here, huh?
No, but I got a
he's
question,
getting,
man.
Getting,
I'll run that
phone.
Car. Look, if he come back on and just tell him, I'll run that car when he run me back. We break our tiebreaker since he whooped my ass. And I'm going to whoop his ass on 28. He can keep his big tire.
Hey, Leon,
listen,
man. Push number one button.
Hey,
Leon, defend yourself. Push number one button if you're listening in.
That's right.
Hey, who y'all done whooped in Chicago Bulls in this year? Y'all heard y'all say y'all whooped more Chicago. Y'all got more wins than Chicago do. I mean, y'all got them shootouts, but who y'all done whooped Bulls?
See, what's the difference? It's a race.
There's a difference.
The pressure's different. Y'all be under pressure.
Man,
can't perform under pressure.
Ain't shit.
The pot is
pressure bust pipes.
Hey, who's my Shawtown brethren on the line over there getting in Detroit's ass? Who is that?
This is Terrell, man.
Hey, now hold up. I'm a jack with Detroit's little Tony's phrase.
Terrell, what's happening?
Hey, let them know about what pressure do to them Detroit Red Wings. They can do it in a shootout when their money ain't on the line, but when they under pressure, you got to put your own money up.
Gonna sit like me. That's all I ask. I don't care. I don't want to see any of your hood or nothing. I don't care.
All I can say, all I say about that is any two cars can race.
Hey, anything can happen, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not gonna take a small tire and run no big ass tire. But I only suggestion I got is Leon. He can have his big tire. That's the only guy that's gonna run a big tire against me. Leon.
He ain't got no bars.
He need help.
Terrell,
yeah,
you sure? Hey, look, did the ground and pound, did ground and pound make it down there?
Yeah, ground and pound represent, man. He came down there. It was in the Stockton Fisher shootout. He did grudge races to get on, but they represent, though.
That's what's up.
You know, we represent, it was about a good handful of Memphis cars down there. They
grudge
with get each other down in Memphis, but
he also asked. I know they're supposed to Memphis, Tennessee against Mississippi. A lot of Mississippi cars.
They were Arkansas. They raced
that
D&D race, that blue truck. And that Team Aberdeen, that love truck.
Right. What about the infamous Don Mack? In the Chevy SK, was he there?
Nah, none of them guys showed up, man. Us guys from the West, the Midwest, man, we was the biggest showing at the whole place, man.
Okay. What about Prime Time? Tony Bynes and his crew?
Nope. No 901 boys, no Prime Time.
Okay.
Okay, I guess you're just listening.
Ask Free King, will he run on motor?
Street still on.
Street, will you run on motor? Free King. Might be on fuel.
Yeah, shit. His mic is open. He's still on.
Free King. He might be asking
the wrong question.
He might be mute himself.
Hey, Slouch, you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, what do the guys expect? What should they expect for the 13th? As far as lessons learned, what we learned from the last race, what they should expect to make the event more successful?
Well, you know, the first thing, you know, a lot of people was complaining about they had was spending 2-3 hours in the lanes without no test pass. You know, we got that under control now because of the guy that was, you know, doing the lanes, he was doing the teching, the lanes, and he was doing too many things at once. So, you know, we got that under control. With crowd control, we're gonna have people, you know, and we have people controlling the starting line because it was, you know, I had to stop the races about 7-8 times. That was time consuming right there. That was 10-15 minutes trying to get people away from the line. So we're going to have crowd control there that can control the crowd and get cars flowing nonstop. You know, and we're just going to continue on working on this event and making it better and better.
That's what's up. What's up? Tone, you still on? Tone, can you go work? He's working. Trying to get it in.
And that's a real good thing, too, Slouch.
Well, what the part?
The part where the being in the staging lane area, that's a real good thing, man, because they don't never know what can happen over there.
Fred.
Yeah, who did?
Yeah, and it was one car, you know, he was doing his burnout, and he was about to, you know, purge his nitrous. But the guy had his car in drive, and that could have been anybody in front of that car and got ran over. That would have been a bad incident. And right there, you know, that would have shut the entire place down. No more grudge race.
Well, I'm standing right there. Luckily, little car did not open that door. A little car should open the door and let the smoke out. Luckily, he did not put his hand on that door, man. He didn't put his hand into that wall. And I was like, wow. And then, like what Larry said about the little boy, the little boy on the start line, and that's ridiculous because I grabbed the little boy. I asked him, who are you with? And I had my wife and kids there. I said, hold us, stand over there with them and see if y'all find his people, whoever he's with. He had to be about 6 years old. But and you can tell the little fellow was kind of seasoned. I'm going to give him that much as far as him, what he was out there, you know, spectating. And you can tell he has been around the race scene. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I mean? Well, look, like my kids, they were like 4 or 5 years old. They know where to stand, how to stand, and what to get out of it. The little boy, you could tell he had been around this for a little while. I mean, he had been to the track a few times. When I was like, man, you just too little to be standing up. And he's like, I'm good. No, you're not good, man. If something happened to you, I feel bad because I should have moved you, you know what I'm saying, when I first seen it. But you can tell he had been around racing. You know, so this time, hopefully, well, this time for sure, we're going to make sure that doesn't happen again. And the guys got to understand, when those guys come out there burning, your wristbands are for a reason. Now, the crew has wristbands, and that's what's going to be on the line. Everybody else, you're going to be behind that water box. And that's how it has to be. I mean, You know, it's the track is not liable if anything that happens to you. You sign, when you come in, that's a waiver. They're saying that they're not responsible for shit that happens to you. I was suing. I said, suing for what? When they gave you that ticket, you gave your money, and you read that ticket and see what that ticket tells you. You're not just like you go to a baseball game, get hit by a baseball. You can't get shit. You know, so.
Hey, Fred.
You know, yeah.
Fred.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, this is Tony. I'm back. Like I said, I was working. I was putting the phone on mute.
Okay, yeah, I told you. I knew you was still getting in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got to get that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Get it in, you know.
But yeah, that's the main concern is the crowd control and, you know, and the people's safety, you know. We got to control that. There's a lot of people, I know they want to get close up and personal to all the cars, and anything can happen to these cars, especially when they do a burnout. You know, the car can go loose. It can break a rear end and break anything and go straight towards you, you know. And, you know, we all want to stand there and watch that death because of the best part of grudge racing, but you also got to protect yourself and protect the people that surround you. So that's why we got the crowd control that's going to, you know, try to prevent, you know, stuff like that from happening.
Well, Slouch, a lot of people put fun before safety. And I have seen a horrendous nitrous explosion on the line. And if a bunch of people was around that explosion that I saw, it would at least be at least about maybe 100 of them in the hospital.
Hmm.
You know, so that we anticipate fun, but we never know, so we have to prepare for also safety. You know, when I saw that little boy, it did something to me. You know, so I said, well, I'm gonna kind of mention it so that we can kind of keep things going because. We had a wonderful time, man, you know. And that's just the way it was.
Yeah, Larry, you went on. You seen him. I remember you seen him, but I had seen him as well. Like, when I seen him, like, wait a minute, hold on. Little fella, he was up there, you know, trying to see what he could see. But I'm like, hold on, you're in the wrong spot, you know. He was right out there. I'm surprised. You know what? And this one gets me. I'm surprised at all the adults that were standing out there did not say shit. Because I'm thinking they probably assuming, though, that he probably standing there with somebody. But if you watched him, you can see he was by himself. You know, somebody, you know, he just got out there by himself. So, fortunately, nothing happened, so we were good with that.
Yeah, but I want everything to work out, because I want Latoya to know I still got this same garbage topper waiting on the next one.
Yeah, okay, man.
Well, I had to slip that in on you, Tony. I had to slip that in on you, man.
Right. And, hey, last time when you told me you was bringing it, what I tell you, bring two, in case you should lose one.
pulling their potatoes on 16400 West McNichols at Asbury Park. And hopefully coming soon, USC Squirrel Head number 2 was going to be located on East Warren on the east side at 19615 East Warren. That'll be coming to your neighborhood very soon. So I'm going to try to franchise this out. And East English Village Bar and Grill, we are open now. At 19618 East Warren, east side of Warren and Casual. I'll do my grand opening, hopefully,
what?
I'll shoot for July
Go
20th.
Go your mama.
But,
don't you come back out here.
We are open now, so you guys come on out and have bike night. I want to do grudge night, give some of you guys, and see what we can put together for grudge night at the facility. So hopefully that'll work out for us. I like the bikers. They've been coming pretty regularly now for the last couple of days. So hopefully we get the grudge guys out there, and maybe we can do something as well. We're have a grudge night. And good faith manner. I want a lot of the supporters. So we'll be getting with a few of the other guys to help support the Michigan show. Some more sponsors. As I said, we're doing a pretty good job with the three that we're working with right now. So going forward, I was looking for some more support for my Michigan guys. That being said, any more hands? Let me check the board. I see Meatball still is MIA. Okay, let me try this one. 248-0476. Your mic is live. 248-0476. Just listening? 248-0476. Your mic is live. Okay. 773-8539, your mic is live. 773-8539, your mic is live.
Man, I've been here with my hand up for about 20 minutes, man. Who you got working the board, man?
I'm working. Hey, look here. June.
What's
hey, look.
Up? Hey, Fred. What's happening, man? Slotin', Reggie, Tone, Meatball, Larry, what's going on, man?
Hey, trying to make it happen, Junior. Hey, look, this board is
thing, brother.
Hey, look, people think this shit is easy. It's not easy. Not easy as you think it is. You just got to get the hang of it.
Hey, you know what the hard part is? That it's hard to talk and work the fingers at the same time and pay attention.
Thank you. Hey, look, I had to go find some headphones to put on, and I got three computers running over here. I said, one plan, I got another one, the backup, and then I had the iPad, so... and I kept looking for your number. I got to write your number down. I got it on the phone, but I didn't have it on the board.
I had a family issue that I had.
Man, you good, brother. That's what we do. We support each other, man. That's how we do. We support each other.
I appreciate it.
Tone called me earlier. I said, man, I did 12 hours. I worked the bar last night, and I went to work. I said, damn, I was planning to come home and go to sleep. I said, if I go to sleep, I ain't going to wake up in time to get the show. So got me a Red Bull and Snickers and sat here and got it up and going, you know. So actually, I did talk to Lady Aches. I talked to Audrey on some things
right.
about the board and some things to set up. I got with Gunny, and me and Gunny actually going to do some audio work on this board as well. So next couple of
there
months, we should be back. We should be banging, man.
No doubt. No doubt. Well,
now,
I really appreciate it, bro.
Oh, without a doubt. Like I said, now, I'm glad you're on now. Now, Puerto Rican Pete did not hit the button tonight. Now, it was sold to DDR that they got 12 cars ready to lock and loaded, ready to go over there.
That's my understanding. I mean, I'm gonna tell you this, man. Honestly. The guys from Chicago, y'all need to stand up, man, and engage with these guys. Because I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. Michigan don't impress me, not yet. Not yet. You know, I honestly believe if Chicago stand up the way it's supposed to, you know, we appreciate y'all hosting the race. You know, y'all going to feed us, but we're going to take that money and run. You know? Hey, you still got the East Side Stranglers on there? Terrell and them? They still on there? The Hulk?
Yeah, nope, they dropped back off. Yeah, they dropped
well,
off.
I tell you this, Fred, I can't say much, but we ready, man. We ready. And my understanding is that shootout is come to win. So whoever got little ties, whoever got big ties, especially the big tie guys, you got a lot of guys always complain they can't get no action. They go to the races, man, you got a big tie, you got a wheelie bar, you got whatever, back half car, whatever. You know what? This is the race for you. Whether he out of Michigan, whether he out of Indiana, Illinois, man, he could come from Japan if he want to. You know? This the race for you, because it don't matter what you bring, as long as it's within the criteria, come to win.
Well, you heard he said, come to win. So, with that being call us 248-0476, your mic is live.
Man, they keep calling, ain't saying nothing. Same number.
Yeah. I see that.
Come on now, don't be shy now. You know, y'all hit that one button, man. This an open mic, man. It don't matter what you got to say, whether it's good, bad, whatever. Come on with it. But if you're trying to lock in, definitely hit that one button. Hey, how'd it go? How'd it go last night? You guys had a race up that way. How'd it go?
Johnny Quick won the shootout again.
Man, come on now. That ain't the Johnny Quick that I've been asking if that's the one they
were
talking.
Hey, tell Spread to bring me back in. I got kicked off.
Oh, you in. Whoever this is.
Slouch.
Yes.
You in. What's happening, man?
You in,
Rich.
What's
going on?
Hey, Junior.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, June. Hey, you. Are you near your computer?
Nope. I'll probably be another 45 minutes before I can get there,
okay.
But I figured I'd jump in real quick and say what's up. What's
that's
happening?
Good. It says something about a memory. I'm trying to see what the hell's going on. Out of memory on line 16. But I guess we're still on. So I can't open up no mics. Something's going on.
Oh, right, don't let you open up the mic.
You said it again. I can't see the board.
What's it saying now?
It's saying that you're out of memory. Something, a web page, blog talk. But anyway, Red, you still on? Everybody still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still on with y'all, too.
Okay, so I guess it's working. Let me try to work another computer. I got three of them over here, so let me get this other one up and going. It says something about memory, so something with blog talk. But,
you know what? Do you got all three of them logged in?
Nope. No, I don't. I just had one logged in right now. So
I use the iPad.
Oh man, okay, I'm good. Hey, look, I got my old faithful up and going. I'm good. So, hey, like I said, I came to win. I came prepared with this shit tonight. I will not go let this defeat me. Red, you still on, Reggie?
Bring me in.
We can hear you. Right.
Oh, well, damn, I've been sitting up here like texting everybody.
We kept saying, go ahead. We hear you every time you say it.
Hey, Rich, you ain't sitting in the car again, are you?
Hell yeah. That's what's wrong. You're in a goddamn car.
I ain't got no race car to sit in yet, so I'm going to sit in my regular work truck.
That's what's up, man.
Hey, let me get this out the way real quick. You know, when it comes to this grudge game, we rarely get to talk about what we do behind the scenes and how we support and we depend on God for everything. And I just want to talk about what Lil Tone and Fred did, and what they were able to do was to present. Motor City Mafia was able to present a donation to the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church Usher Board. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
And what they was able to do, these two brothers was able to do, was make a donation large enough to the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, where they were able to pay for their the senior board's usher. You know, they were trying to raise money to buy the uniforms for the ushers. And these two brothers made a sizable amount of a donation where they were able to pay for it completely. And they were presented with a certificate in appreciation for what they did. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's what we do for God, he in turn does for us. And it could be as simple as just waking us up in the morning, activities of our limbs, and just protecting us. But, you know, we just not going around and you know, not doing God's work when we can. But I just want to pay homage to these two brothers for what they did for their church. And I think they should be acknowledged and thanked. And again, you know, given a little bit of support for what they did. So that's very huge on Fred and Lil Tony for what they did. You know, God puts us in position to do His will. It's a decision. At the fork of the road, do we do what God puts us in a position to do? And these two brothers did do that, you know, because I'm sure those ladies prayed. They didn't know how they was going to get it, but God made a way for them. And it made a way for them through these two brothers, and we appreciate them for that.
That's a beautiful thing. You know, I can't stand up right here and clap, but I am anyways, man. Y'all did a beautiful thing there, boy.
Oh yeah, hey Rich.
What's up, man?
Yes, sir.
And how that came about was, like I said, the Usher Board, and I was polling people about cooking for the showdown, and my people, they needed they were doing a fundraiser. I said, well. They wanted to say, well, we can cook and make money. After you cook at this event, you can make money to buy everything you need. But as fate had it, Tone told me, he said, look, I'm doing all the cooking. I'm giving the food away. And so I had to go break the bad news to them. But I felt kind of bad. So I said, well, God has blessed me and favored me and my family so much. I said to myself, whatever I get out of this, and if I don't, I'm going to make a contribution and meet them halfway with what they need. So after the event, after everything was done, and like I said, the fans did a great job tipping and everything. I got with Tone. I told him about what was going on, and when he told me about the food, I said, well, I had these ladies, they was trying to get their Usher Board uniforms, and they wanted to sell food. He said, nah, man, they showed me so much love. When I go out of town, I'm going to return the favor to the fans and not charge anything. So I said, okay. But that being said, being the guy that he is, at the end of the day, like I said, he came to my house and made that contribution, you know, so I made the contribution to the church. So they had a today at the service day, you know, they called and they had my mother and my auntie there, and they represented the Motor City Mafia. And they accepted the award on my behalf and Tony's behalf. So it was just something that, you know, that we did, you know. So hopefully other people do the same thing. You know, you see somebody need something, help them out. Because like I said, if one of you guys helping me and you specifically helping me, hey, on my endeavors, man, I appreciate it. So you got to give back.
Yes, sir. Man, you know how I am about right. God, man. Me and you done been down through there.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And like I said, they needed that. They got them uniforms, and like I said, they told us whatever we need, they would cook, whatever they would come and do, whatever I need them to do. So that was synonymous to them, and, you know, these certificates, get it to Tone, so, and to the Mafia, to the family, so we should be good. But let me open up a couple
of
mics.
That Mafia standing up, that's a beautiful thing, boy.
708-8152, your mic is open. 708-8152. Your mic is live. Okay. 313-0456. 0456, 313. This mic is live. That's okay. I'm
just listening.
Okay. Money. Eastside Stranglers.
Hey.
Okay, Junior, Eastside Stranglers, they back on. Eastside, you back on?
Yeah, we back on.
Okay.
Hey, who's this? Terrell?
Yeah. Yeah, this
hey,
Big Fred. I want to say what's up to Junior and Big Fred, man. How y'all doing, man?
What's happening, man? What's going on?
Big
hey,
Perm.
Man, I'm glad y'all came back on, man. Hey, man, bring the noise to these dudes, man. Anytime you hear any of these cats, I don't want to seem wrong. Anytime one of these cats even decides to say the first three letters, shy, whatever, man, get on them, man. Get on them. For real, I don't mean no disrespect. And if I do disrespect somebody, you know, those that know me, I don't give a fuck. Check it out. Listen, man, them boys have not impressed me yet. Now, I'm going to tell you this. They know how to throw a great race. They know how to feed you real good. But I know another thing. I know they know how to get that money up, too. So whoop they motherfucking ass, man.
Hey, Junior, you're going to be great, man. Get some, man.
What was
hey,
that?
Before it's over, Junior, you're going to be wearing a Motor City Mafia shirt.
Hey, Big Fred, you want me to tell you something?
Yeah.
My cuz, Big Boy, went to two car shows, one yesterday, one today. He repping the Motor City Mafia. He repping. This ain't no grudge, ink. I don't mean no disrespect to nobody, but that's how we ride. And check this out, Fred. I love the Motor City Mafia, you know? But when it comes to it, man, we going to beat y'all motherfucking brains come July the 13th, man.
I mean, your cousin, he has a big Chevy, the big Chevy convertible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I did see Big represent the shirt. I've seen it.
No doubt. Oh, I'm glad you said that. Hey, you know, Motor City Mafia got made it to Facebook. We kind of knew at it, so you know, y'all come in there, show some love. You know, we trying to take it to another level. You know,
hey, Junior.
Yeah.
You the one that made that page on Facebook?
It depends whether I answer it, whether you're going to say something good or bad. If it's something good, yeah, that was me. If it's bad, hell no, I didn't do it.
I didn't know because there's a lot of people that be doing a lot of faking. Because the reason why I said that, because it was no picture on there. That's why I asked my question.
See, oh, okay, no, I did it. The thing is, I'm still waiting. You know, I tried to use the picture off of Chef, but it don't look good. I'm waiting on, they're going to send me the design from the T-shirt. I'm going to have it up there. But, yeah, that is the official Motor City Mafia.
Okay.
And Slash, I'm getting ready to email the Motor City of Mafia logo over to Junior as soon as I hit.
There you go.
Walking in the
Gunny, door, what's happening? That's what I'm talking right about.
What's going on?
I just got a text from somebody from Detroit. They said they call it the Windy City because that's all it is. It says that is all that it is coming from him is the wind. So they say y'all just talking a bunch of shit. Bring y'all ass over here and take this ass.
I'm going to tell y'all this, man. The Windy City, that came later on. Because truth be told, Chicago the land of the gangsters. Yeah. Okay, now. Come on, now. That's what we are. That's what we are. So let your man know that wind thing, we ain't worried about that. Now, what they want to do July 13th, that's what I'm talking about.
He locked and loaded. He waiting.
And this would be who?
I'm ready to go.
He locked and loaded.
Hey.
He locked and loaded.
Hey, it's easy. Whoever he match up against from Chicago, from Illinois, if he want some action on the side, all he got to do is call it. If he don't like the outcome when he get whooped in the shootout, come on back again. We'll be able to negotiate something for him.
Hey, he plan on whooping some ass in the shootout in a grudge race. He got something for y'all.
But shit, all he got to do is come on with it. Hey, Reg, you know what the funny part is? Hey, you in the boxing, ain't you? Hey, Fred, you in the boxing, ain't you? What they always say in all the fights? Everybody come in with a hell of a game plan till what? Till he get hit in the mouth. That's it. I know one thing. We ready, though.
Like I said, we got some bounties for the fake races, huh?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you this, Reg. Any motherfucker out of Chicago, and I don't mean no disrespect when I say that. Y'all got to understand, I cuss bad, even when I don't want to cuss. But check this out, man. If you coming to 131 to fake the funk, we going to walk you to that bouncy house, man. For real.
Yep.
In fact, can y'all leave some trailer park in there? They might as well just park right next to it. They can jump right across over the fence, go in the bouncy house, come back, jump right back in the trailer.
They got to take their shoes off, though.
Oh, well, you know, if they go into the bouncy house and they brought their race car, you know they came with slippers to begin with. So, you know, they ain't trying to get down. Shit.
Come over here.
Big Perm, what's happening? Where you at, man?
I'm right here, man. I'm listening. You got the boys.
Hey, man, I'm trying to keep them off us because every once in a while, you know, they slip in. They might throw a jab. They might throw a hook, you know, but I'm trying to keep them off.
Hey, I'm going to let you know right now, every car that's coming to that shit out from Michigan is throwing uppercuts.
Man, we hear about stuff, but we about grudging, man. We don't be worrying about all that shootout. We be grudging.
That shootout, I'm gonna explain something to you. In that shootout, this is the thing. Because basically, that's the only way we gonna get them boys to go with us for real. That's the only way we're going to get them to go. Why? Because they can't step their way out. They can't duck it. They can't do nothing. They got
to
come on with
it.
So you know what?
We like to pick our man.
You know,
hey,
I'm
a little bit. You guys ain't talking mute your mics for me. You ain't talking mute your mics.
You know, I know one thing. When it's said and done, Y'all boys ain't got enough, man. For real. Y'all look good in your own backyard, but you know what? Everybody look tough in their backyard. We gonna show you. We gonna go into your backyard.
Now, you know, y'all might be, the final four, my prediction in the final four, y'all gonna be down 3-1.
Huh?
In the shootout, that's cool.
Hey, Red, y'all better hope y'all don't go out in the first 16, man. For real. We ain't coming to play, man. We ain't coming to play, man. Hey, Red. Hey, y'all gonna let us come back after that race. Y'all gonna let us come back after that race, right?
Hey. We might let y'all leave after we give y'all all these prostate exams.
When you give us what?
I say y'all coming over to get prostate exams. We give them prostate exams.
Y'all giving a what exam?
Hey man, it's so much you can't even hear. It's so many people. People got to mute.
Mute your mic if you're not talking. I'm going to stop muting mics.
Man,
it's not
me. It's not me.
Hey, look. Junior, he said prostate exam. So that means
y'all
going
to have to. What y'all need to have there is at least 3 ambulances. And have a whole trauma staff, because we going to blow y'all, we going to blow them back clean out, man.
The long tip preparation dates, man. We going to have, you can get that right at the first page 10 over there. We're going to have a case of it over there. The long tip, the long tip. Preparation dates.
Big Fred.
Hey, Fred.
We ain't even gonna charge him a copay. Hey, Fred, check this out. I gotta ask Slouch and Gunny. Well, I don't know about Slouch because he gonna have the same expression on his face. But I need these cameramen every time Chi-Town go up against Detroit. I want that cameraman on the face of as many guys. In fact, y'all going to have to stay on one side. Y'all ain't going to be able to sneak for the eye side. Because, I want some expressions on camera. Y'all going to be looking. Y'all about my age. You remember back in the days, them Sour Patch Kids? That's what the fuck y'all going to be looking like. For real.
We're gonna feed y'all. Well, you know we had a exceptional food, and like I said, when you grab that plate and that pop, you grab that preparation aid with the long tip on the way out the line.
Hey, Fred, I ain't worried about it. You know who Sun Tzu is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know that war is the art of deception, right? You know this, don't you? Y'all going straight into that trick bag, too. You know, I just want to make sure that come Sunday, when we have the next radio show, y'all going to call in, y'all going to be laughing the way y'all laughing now. I mean, y'all going to answer if I call you, if I text you, can I at least get a return text?
Without a doubt.
You know, the worst thing in life is for that boy from down the block come to your house, knock on the door, take you in the basement, whoop your ass, come back upstairs, go into your refrigerator, and eat your shit. And guess what we doing, Fred? It's going to be good, though. Hey,
oh, yeah.
I got to jump.
That,
I got
Yo, what's up? Who this, Smitty?
No, sir. Goddamn, this is Jeff. Goddamn, Ground and Pound Racing. What's going down, fella?
Oh, what?
There you
what's
go.
Up, this ain't Ground and Pound. Tell them where you're from,
man.
Ground and Pound.
Hey, man, I'm going to put some man up. I'm enjoying the show, and I heard my first cousin's on the East Side Stranglers, goddamn. So, you know, I'm just listening in, man. Enjoying. Yeah, sir. What's going on, Mr. Hey, man.
Hey,
man.
Live
in
the cup.
Yeah, hey, y'all on your way back?
Huh? Yeah, man. We about an hour out.
Okay. It sounds like y'all in Rand too.
Ground and pound.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I got a question, man. What y'all going to do to them boys out of Michigan and Detroit, man?
Hey, man, look here. We were looking to engage before they closed it down at 131, but I'm a little upset because I didn't get a trophy that Tony Lee was handing out, but they did give one to one of my Ground and Pound members. The Smith Boys Racing. But the way I put that whooping on the ride or die, I guess I wouldn't expect the trophy.
Hold on. Don't tell me that Ground and Pound whooped the infamous ride or die and you didn't get a trophy?
Man, I didn't get a trophy at all. I feel so bad, man. I got this old little junior gangster boo over here, man. I feel so bad I didn't get a trophy, but at least the East Side Stranglers got one, and Smith Boys Racing from Ground and Pound, he got one. I'm happy for that, though, you know. But
so, Jeff, y'all had a girls race? That was a girls race? It was a girls race, right?
Girls race.
There you go.
What we do, we
go. And you say you did not receive a trophy.
Oh, no, I didn't get one. I didn't get one. I would like to have one, but I didn't get one. It doesn't matter. I just do, you know, but he, you
hey,
know,
hey,
as
hey,
a man.
Hey, it does matter. We will make that happen.
If we overlook you, you're going to get it.
Yes, sir. You're going to get one.
No, hey, Cole said we ran out of trophies, and he gonna give it to all the people that won, and he going to send them a trophy.
Okay.
So you will have a trophy.
We
even got an ass whooping for y'all over here on the 13th. That's what I want.
I want some ass whooping. I want one, man. I've been looking for one. Hey, I had to go down to Memphis and get out of my class, goddammit, a racer class race. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed that class race. But I was just outclassed with some of these cats. I'm going up against Big Rock. I guess that's the only way I can get a race.
Hey, that's called a true grudge racer.
There you go. I just want to have fun. So, other than that, more of the story is, man. More of the story, I'm just listening back, man. I've been listening to the show since it came on. I listen every Sunday. And I'm just enjoying myself, man. I'm darn tired just coming from Memphis. And I'm still going. You know what I mean?
That's true grudge stuff. Racer. True grudge racer. They don't make them like you no more.
Hey, man. Been in this game long, man. I sure appreciate that. But we all true grudge racers, man. Well, we got them what Pro Star Joke call them, fake ass racers, man. You know, we gonna get a few of those. But I'm going back on you, man. I'm just listening.
All right, Jeff.
Well, you've been with somebody as long as I've been with you. I can look at you any kind of way I want to. So you shouldn't ask me.
Oh, you all right?
Big Fred. What's going on?
What's happening, brother?
I'm trying to find his background noise. Like you said,
where's my man Tone, man? I ain't heard him on here tonight.
Tone working, so he's like, oh, he's in and out on the show, and he's at work right now.
Hey, you know, I heard somebody say something about chemo. How'd chemo do last night?
Man, look. Hey, man, look.
Chemo, hey, Chemo pissed on the track. You know how you piss on the track and mark your territory? Yeah, he pissed on the track. He got up out of there.
I keep telling people, you know, when you got a old dog lying, let him sleep, man.
Yes, sir. That car got up out of there.
See, Chemo going to be a handful. Sooner or later, hey, they're going to sort it out, and Chemo going to be a handful. And the good thing, what I do like, Chemo don't care whether you from Detroit. He don't care if it's his next-door neighbor. He going to run. He going to engage with him.
That's right. Let me see what this is. I got 773. 47. I see the background noise. That's the 7173 number. 773-743-86. Your mic is live.
With Inside Stranglers, man. We dropped again.
Okay. Y'all back on.
Just Terrell.
Okay.
Hey, Terrell, how'd it go down there in Memphis?
No grudge racing. Look. Just a meltdown, that's about it. We couldn't get no action.
You guys couldn't get no action with the guys from down south?
Nah, no action. I drawn about a good handful of people from Memphis. I came with everybody, drawing all the guys. They won't give me no action. So basically just George's little meltdown that they had with the Chi-Town boys. Got it in, that's about it.
Who ended up winning that meltdown?
SVO.
Oh, okay. Good win for SBO then. Who'd he go to the finals with?
Lil Ron.
With Lil Boosie. Ron. Small Block Ron. Okay. Set on kill.
Okay. That's the way to do that then. I see. Hey, Fred, that's a prime example of what I said, man. Look at that. Chi-Town going to go all the way down to the Memphis and put a hold on them. What you think they're going to do at 131, man? Come on, man. These
boys are
serious, man.
Hey, and to answer your question, Ryan Pound called out Mustang Walker, and Mustang Walker didn't want no parts of that.
Yep, Mustang Walker got to stay where he at then. What he got to do is put the blinkers on, turn the AC on, and get out the way.
There you go.
And the Eastside Strikers called out everybody that be on the radio. Doobie, Mustang Walker, whoever else be on that radio show that I talk to, on all the different radio shows, I went around meeting people, and we called every last one of them out.
Hey, Doobie, where you from?
New Orleans.
Check this out. Doobie from New Orleans, wife told me he shouldn't want no trouble. His wife.
Then Doobie doing the right thing. Cause them Eastside.
I told Doobie he get head up action to the 8th mile. His wife told me no, we don't want no trouble from you. He's not racing you. His wife. Doobie from New Orleans.
Well, his wife is a smart woman then, cause she kept him from getting lynched then. That's a good thing. Hey, she was smart. She's trying to keep that check at home.
She told Doobie, keep flipping that meat. Don't get off that grill. We want no trouble from the hall.
Hey, Fred. Where are the
you.
Detroit guys at right now? Where are the Michigan guys at? Come on, man. Where they at?
They're on.
Now you see this. You got the day. I ain't working the board, Fred. You know I'm as a caller. So as a caller, man, I can talk real crazy, man. Now you see. You got the boss. You got the Eastside Stranglers on there. You got Ground and Pound, and ain't nobody trying to engage. Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking to see any hands up. No hands up.
Yeah, well, they do.
right then. Keep your hands down. As long as you keep your hands down, you keep out of trouble.
Well, what about the ones that's on here? I like trouble.
Who's this?
Street King.
What's going on, man? What's happening?
What's up, man? I'm sitting in the back. I'm just listening.
Hey,
Street, this Eastside Cypress, man. Will you run that car on the motor?
Nah, I don't run on motor. I got 28, though.
We got an all motor car, man. No nitrous, all motor.
I think y'all familiar with that guy. Y'all familiar with Big Buster, that white Trans Am? I tried to run him. He's supposed to race me in Alena. And he told me to put nitrous on. He never showed up.
No,
I used to run my car on motor, but I switched it
out. Okay. All right, so we looking for an all-motor car in Detroit, man. So if y'all know anybody like that, man, get in touch with All Throttle No Bottle, man. We gonna give you a run back. We don't know about getting your money back.
Hey, as long as he has money. I like that.
We know you want us back. We saw you run out of nitrous too. We know you want us back.
Well, I'm not saying you gotta get. I ain't gonna worry about it. I like racing. I just like to have fun.
That's all.
Hey, Fred and Junior.
I got nothing going on down there?
Yeah.
Hey, I got to jump off, man. I got to go get this presentation done tomorrow.
There you go. You be safe out there, brother.
All right, brother. Y'all be safe. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, man. Hey, Fred. You got somebody that's riding in the car, sitting in the car with the window open or something, because you got a lot of air coming in. There you go. No, you still got them. Hey, if you got music going on,
sure,
man, where you at,
I'm
man?
That's a big hit room. Ain't you been there, Mama? I ain't never been there. I seen it. Big old room. Here's a big old room. I've been down there. I see the room. I remember when it was built. I have a full fresh nail in there.
No, you know how you
call. Oh, man. I got in the driver's seat, but she tell you, he was all in my ear. Oh, Lord.
Everybody go?
I'm still here.
We still here. Okay, got kind of quiet there. Big Free. Hello?
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 Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Hello?
We still here.
Yeah, open it. I'm opening the mic back up. Tone, where you at, Tone? We're going to get ready to go and close this down. Fine, Junior. What Junior? Junior fell off too?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, you on. Slops, you still here? We still got a lot of background noise. Hey, look, fellas, but we had a pretty good show tonight. I'm ready to go ahead and shut this down. Get ready to catch that mule in the morning. And you guys are traveling. You guys be safe. And y'all make it in. Let us know y'all made it in. So. With that being said, Tony Jr., anybody out there slouch? You got anything to say?
Hello?
I'm about to go right now. Hey, I'm looking for this goddamn Melvin. I'm trying to fuck him up.
Right here? On the freeway?
Who is it, Chemo?
Yeah.
Is it the same?
Chemo, what's going on?
What's his deal? I'm looking for Melvin.
Well, he ain't been on the show tonight.
Man, he ain't been on
the show. They say you look real good out there yesterday.
Huh?
They say you look real good out there yesterday.
Yeah, I'm trying to fuck a motherfucker. You know what? I couldn't stay. I had to take my old lady for her birthday. But on the 13th, I'm still trying to fuck Melvin up.
Okay, okay. Well, we make sure we get that to Melvin.
Yeah, you
got
to get it. Man, he ain't going to hit the one button. You know, as a serial killer looking for him, he ain't going to hit the one button.
Okay.
All right, well, I get on y'all, man. I just called in to show to get some support and looking for help.
We appreciate it. We're about to shut this down. Anybody got any final thoughts, any final comments? If not, you guys, like I said, just traveling, y'all be safe and be careful out there. And everybody have a good week. A good 4th of July coming up. We'll see you same time next Sunday.
And for those who's going out to Rockingham, have a safe trip next weekend.